Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Serena Louise Ketty, International Ms. Illinois 2018, live tonight on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Michael Nichols II. My life has been a long road. I have cerebral palsy and am confined to a wheelchair. I have 2 college degrees. I have a goal of meeting Miss America and or her state and local sisters. If I am lucky and found to be worthy, maybe they will wear their crown and take a picture with me. You are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Crutchman.
That's right, here I am. Thank you so much, Nicholas. That was great. This is Tim Crutchman. I'm your host of the Pageant Cast. And tonight, from our green room, we have our good friend, Serena. How are you doing, Serena?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me, Tim.
You are looking fantastic. First of all, you got a great camera. You have great lighting. You have a beautiful new space. And everybody, look over her shoulder. There's her cat. Over. You didn't want me to point that out at all. But
she really wants to be part of the show. And, she really, really does.
And she is. She's doing a great job. Fantastic. You know what's funny? As soon as we went live, went to sleep. Completely asleep back there. I'm actually I'm a little worried about its well-being right now. Serena, it's been like, I don't know, a marriage since I've seen you last. Tell us all about married life.
Well, I got married almost 2 months ago. So I married the love of my life, Darren Ketty. He's a world-famous guitar technician. He's worked for famous bands all over the world, and he works for Lady Gaga and Whitesnake right now. So
wow. So he's not fooling around. Those are some of the top acts in the United States and the world, actually. Lady Gaga is about to have a movie come out, so she's going to be bigger than ever after that comes out. Fantastic. Well, Serena, we've had you a couple times on the show, but just the same, I'm going to ask you about your pageants. What are some of the past pageants you've been involved in for those that haven't seen the other 35 episodes with you?
That's right, Tim. Well, I mean, I've been in pageantry for almost 20 years. So I feel like I've done a lot over the last almost 20 years. Some of the more recent pageants that I've competed in, I actually did this pageant, the International Ms. Pageant, last year, where I was first runner-up. I'm very, very proud to say that. I absolutely love the winner, Lisa. She's been nothing but a graceful, wonderful queen, a great representation of the organization. I am a previous Ms. Royalty International, Miss Royalty International, today's American Woman Petite, Midwest Galaxy, Illinois' Perfect Miss. I mean, the list goes on and on. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. I just love competing. I love meeting everybody, and I really, you know, love expanding my platform.
Now, we heard a rumor, Serena, that you work for McDougal, and you're very involved over there. I think every single one of our viewers want to learn more about what you do at McDougal. So what is it you do there?
Okay, the question should really be, what don't I do there?
Okay, really. Hold on. So, Serena, what don't you do there?
Okay, I don't do the warehouse.
Okay.
Well, most of the time.
All right.
I'm there sometimes. It just depends on the day.
You know, for this being your question, you kind of stumped at the answer there. I'm going to point that out. Serena, you asked for the question, and then you didn't have the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do this.
I am just kidding. No, honestly, I wear a lot of hats over at MacDougall. I am the executive regional sales manager for the East Coast. So I do everything from Maine down to Connecticut. And then I do everything from Maryland, D.C., all the way down to South Carolina. Then I go over all the way to Oklahoma. I have that state, my little straggler, which I love. And then I also do parts of Louisiana as well. So I'm all over the place. I travel a lot. I'm also part of our fashion merchandising team. So everything that you're seeing on our spring and fall collections, I'm very proud to say that I have an extreme helping hand in making our final selections, selecting colors and any changes that need to be done, sizes, things like that, you know, expanding the collection, making sure that we have a beautiful variety, which MAC makes that super easy. We have just one of the best collections in the entire world. I also am our in-house celebrity stylist. So I send wardrobe to people like Lisa Vanderpump and Carrie Underwood and Gretchen Rossi, to name a few. A lot of the ladies on The Bachelorette, Bachelor, The Voice, any show like that that's taking contestants, we have our hands kind of dipped everywhere. So I'm always talking to a stylist, getting them organized. And then when we have our Facebook Live presentations, I'm also our host on that.
And you're fantastic at those. I love those.
Thank
when
you.
You're doing that. And by the way, for those of you that need an update, Serena's cat still asleep. Right there in the corner. Just so everybody that's keeping track, still going on. Now, MacDougall, obviously you have a big background in pageantry, also now bridal. What else is MacDougall making gowns for?
So our specialty is prom. We are a prom designer, so we are a top prom designer in the entire world. We sell to all 50 states, and we do sell to countries worldwide. So if you're looking for more information regarding MacDougall, or if you're needing an address, go to MacDougall.com and you can select find a retailer or browse our beautiful collections. But our bread and butter is going to be prom. We also, of course, we specialize in pageant. We dress girls in every pageant system all over the globe. Everyone from Miss Universe, Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, Miss Outstanding Teen, United States, Earth United States, International, Ms., of course. You know, any pageant system you can possibly think of, even the little beautiful festival pageants like Miss Strawberry or Miss Snowflake. I mean, there's MacDougall dresses all over the planet for nearly everything. Not to mention our Mother of the Bride. We have a beautiful couture collection, and we have a cocktail line and homecoming as well.
Fantastic. So I have to ask you about this. What is Go Bling Yourself? Sounds a little dirty, and I know that's not you, Serena. So what do you mean by go bling yourself? I told somebody to go bling yourself. I got in trouble.
Oh, well, we don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay.
So Go Bling Yourself is a company that I started 11 years ago, and I had $100, and I really wanted my own enterprise. I wanted to invest in myself and have something to say, I did this. This was all me. So I had $100, I invested that $100, and I started Go Bling Yourself. So I specialize in pageantry, prom, and social occasion jewelry, and I sell, you know, ready-to-wear and shoes and accessories too. But my job was starting this. My whole goal, my mindset was, hey, pageantry is expensive, and I have a lot of girlfriends or directors that are doing this, and they're help, you know, they're trying to help out lots of girls. So I was trying to find something very affordable. And in my hometown, if you wanted a big old pair of earrings like this, I mean, they ran you $70 to $100 for a pair of rhinestone earrings. And, you know, being a college student at the time, I'm like, ooh, ouch, I got to pay for my college books. So I wanted to start something that could really help not only, you know, myself grow a business, but I wanted to help my fellow, you know, pageant community as well. And from there, it's just grown and grown and grown. I sell internationally and all over the United States.
Fantastic. Now, I should point out, everybody, that the cat still asleep. Still asleep. Well, was awake earlier. I don't know what's happening over there.
She's fine.
But, yeah, she's very relaxed. Very relaxed. At least she isn't, like, clawing your face off or something like that. But I believe, Serena, you were talking about some things that you had to show and tell on tonight's program. You have a bag of goodies or a goodie bag or what is all that stuff you got over there?
So I wanted to let you guys know about Marley's Ministries. This is my platform. I'm their international spokeswoman, as well as Marley's Angel Gowns. We're 100% non-for-profit. We are a registered 501c3, and we deliver care packages to NICUs all over the world and all over the United States. So this is one of our pamphlets that gets sent to all of our amazing volunteers that I've been recruiting this past year. And I wanted to show you an example of one of our care packages.
Please
so
do.
Our care packages come in two different ways. So you either get a care package like this, and this is going to have all sorts of preemie things in it. So it's going to have diapers, it has wipes, it's got a water bottle for the mom, it's got a preemie blanket, it's got a onesie. All of these are just a little bit different in exactly what they do carry, but everything that's included are necessities that the hospitals have let us know over the years that they desperately need. The other type of care package that we do is part of our Marley's Angel Gowns. And in the entire world, there's about 15 million preemies that are born every single year. But unfortunately, 1 in 10 do not make it. So about 1 million preemies actually perish every year. And that's why we started this organization. I did not start this. Jill Gilmore did. And I'm just trying to help create more awareness of what's going on. And I have a very personal connection to this. Number one, I was a preemie. And I spent time in the NICU. And, you know, my mom almost died having me. So for me, this is very near and dear to my heart. And my youngest sister, she did not make it. So when they took the baby, they're basically like, there's nothing to look at. This was like 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine that? This still happens in some countries. They completely discard someone's child. So if you have a baby at 4 months, 5 months, or sooner, they discard the baby. Your child should be able to be in a beautiful gown and buried appropriately. My youngest sister, back then, they completely discarded the baby. And that's heartbreaking. I mean, talking to this and telling my mom why I, you know, dove into doing this when Jill Gilmore, she approached me and asked, we would love to have you as our international spokeswoman. I was not prepared for that. I had messaged her and, you know, we've been friends for a few years. And I said, you know, what can I do to help you? You know, I want to volunteer. I want to be part of this. And she's like, oh my God, you literally answered my prayers. They have been praying and looking for somebody. They wanted to expand to be more than primarily a Midwest charity.
Sure.
We need somebody to bring this to an international level. I was so humbled and not expecting that at all. So I'm not speechless very often. But
that's for still, sure. I will confirm that.
But still about this, you know, it's such an honor that, you know, she's given me this amazing, amazing job, and I've taken it full force. So every single day, I'm messaging girls, I'm recruiting girls, we're getting care packages together, we're doing a diaper drive right now. I just launched our ambassador program. So we are growing very, very strong. We only have a few more states that we have left to fill. So my girls in Alaska, Hawaii, Vermont, and Rhode Island, I need you. And every other state out there and country, I need you too. So if you haven't volunteered for us, message me after the show. I would love to hear from you.
Fantastic. And after the show, I'll get some links and we'll provide that when we put out the full-fledged show that will go out on Friday, all things
wonderful, working.
I'm always worried about the technology. By the way, we have an update. We have an update. If you look over your shoulder, your cat is now awake.
No.
So we all feel a lot better. For a while, we were concerned about the cat's health. But no, the cat is just fine and looking around and wondering what all the commotion is about. Okay, so it's that time in the show where we pull out the mystery box. Did we do this to you last time? I don't think we did. Here it comes. I have it in my hands. This is the mystery box. A box of mysteries. I actually had this along when we were judging together at the pageant.
And you did what not I tell have, me you had this mystery box.
No, I did not, because I thought I might need it. And what it is hundreds of pageant questions. And I'm just going to pick one out at random here. I'm going to hit you with a pageant question.
All right, bring it on. I am ready, Tim.
This one is a beaut, everybody. But it has to be a beaut, because it's for Serena. So let's see here. When researching a pageant to enter, what are you looking for?
Okay, so I'm now a Mrs., and this pageant allows you to be a Ms. or Mrs. Let me tell you something. When you're transitioning, especially in my particular situation, I was looking for a pageant that spoke to me. And I'm looking and searching, you know, I'm passionate about pageantry and I love that what it has to offer and the core meaning behind it. Good moral standards, integrity, all of that beautiful stuff. But I need it to speak directly to me. You know, I'm in my 30s now and now I'm a Mrs. I want to do something that's going to be a reflection of also my life. And that's why I've continued forward with the International Ms. Pageant. They are looking for a well-rounded woman. They're looking for a goal-oriented woman, somebody that's going to take charge and really be on top of things and set her own appearances. And, you know, the directors will set appearances for you. They want somebody that's, you know, going to be out there. But I kept going back to the International Ms. Pageant because I felt connected. I love the director. I love everything that it was all about. But I chose it because I felt that connection. I loved what they were advertising and what they're wanting to do. Promoting a woman of enterprise. Hey, that's me. I've got a business.
Sure
is. I'm proud of it. They want a woman, I guess, well-rounded. I would like to think I'm well-rounded. I'm funny. I'm nice. You know.
Hold on. Really hold on. Hold hungry. On. You think you're funny, Serena.
Yes.
I'm funny. You think you're funny. I judged the pageant with her, and she thought she was funny. She did.
I am funny.
Yeah, she thought she was funny.
But no, I chose this pageant just right. Because it has so much to offer. It's got a wonderful prize package. It gives mm-hmm. back to the contestants. Okay. The director is extremely involved. She's so attentive. If you have a question, she immediately answers you.
Uh-oh. Did the internet just blow up? We might have a technical issue, ladies and gentlemen. It is trying to recover right now, the Skype stream. Serena, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Something happened. I suspect that your cat attacked the internet.
Oh my God.
That's what I suspect. Okay.
She might have.
So go back to what you were talking about there is how you decided to go with this pageant system.
Any pageant that I've ever really wanted to do, you know, reaching out and filling out that first initial, hey, I want more information. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I don't hear back from them. And this goes for me and my friends. A week, 2 weeks, a month goes by. When I inquired on this, I had an answer the very next day. That's what I'm talking about. You know, us pageant girls, we're looking for something, looking for answers. She effectively answered all of my questions. Anytime I needed to talk to her, she made herself available. I mean, come on, she's got a newborn baby, she's got everything going on. But I've stayed with this because I love what they're about. They're community service oriented. They're about a career woman. They're about a woman of integrity. They're about a woman of elegance and enterprise. I felt that I really fit in, and I felt that this was my niche pageant, so I want to stay with it. Not to mention, you can be a Ms. or Mrs.
That's fantastic.
I like having options.
Yeah, well, and you were planning on changing status through the year. Now, I have to ask you, because a lot of things you said you made the decision because you knew this, and you did talk a little bit about how you had found that out, you know, by talking to the director directly. Were there any other ways, any other things that you did to investigate? Because I know you. Okay. You are very, very picky as to what you're going to hang your name on.
Yes.
So how else did you look into the pageant before deciding this was the one you were going to compete in?
So when I originally was interested in competing in this pageant, I also reached out to the current reigning title holder, and I had some questions, and who would be better to ask than the gal that just won? So I reached out to Rose Buckley, and oh my gosh, a plethora of answer. Any questions I had, she could answer for me. And that's really what I wanted. I wanted to make sure that whatever pageant that I'm choosing is the right one for me. And I feel that every pageant girl out there is feeling the same thing. You don't want to do a pageant that isn't for you, or right. something that maybe you're more, you know, community service oriented, and this pageant is more, you know, stage walking, and you know, it's all about just your stage presence and walking and things like that. You want to make sure that the pageant speaks directly to you and what you're about as a human being. The other thing that I did was, hey, I Googled it. I wanted to see if there were reviews, anybody talking about it.
Right.
And there was. And everything that I found was very, very positive. So my lights were green, and I'm like, okay, let's do this.
It's very difficult to find positive things said about pageants. So when you find that, it is a good indication. As I point out, at every pageant, there is the potential of every other contestant to be unhappy than the one that won. So
correct.
There is a high percentage of people that are thinking, this is terrible. I don't know how many times I've heard about pageants being rigged, and then, you know, three weeks later I hear, oh, well, maybe I was just overreacting. Well, the post went out, you know. it's kind of crazy. Hey, you know what time it is? It is time. Well, thank you for asking. It is time. It is time to go to the chat room. Now, Serena, so far we've only got the one person that has made a comment.
Well, we're excited about that one person. Yes,
we are. We are very much, because our friend Tiffany Wells had this to say. Love Serena. She inspires, empowers, and encourages, as well as help you look fab. So, thank you for that comment. We passed it along. Let me tell you, you got quite a few people watching, but they're quiet.
Don't be quiet, guys. We want to hear from you. This is your opportunity. I want to talk to anybody that's watching. So, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we got all this technology to make sure this could work. So, please give it a shot. Now, one thing, while we wait to see if we get some more questions... Serena, we were just involved in something pretty special. You want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yep. Me and Tim had the great privilege. We were up in Wisconsin, and we got to judge the Uniquely You pageant. And it is a pageant that is celebrating people's abilities. We should never look at it as a disability as a disadvantage. We want to look at their abilities. And me and Tim got to sit down. We got to interview. We got to see them in gown. We got to see them in talent. I got to tell you, I was very, very blown away by the knowledge and prestige by these contestants. And they tried so hard. I mean, they put everything into it. And I'm cheering for them. Tim was cheering for them. And, you know, we had a wonderful time. And it was a beautiful experience, you know, just being positive for all of these individuals and for their families. So Michelle Barnes and her daughter did just an absolutely phenomenal job for their third year running the Uniquely You pageant up in Wisconsin.
Hey, it was a lot of fun, and really appreciated doing it. And it was a lot of fun with you, Serena,
to get to do that.
Now we have another question here from Tiffany. What is one of your most memorable volunteer events that made an impact on you? And Tiffany, that's a great question. So Serena, let's hear that answer.
Absolutely. Well, a few years ago when I was doing my major book drives, which I run year-round book drives as part of Alphabet Kids, and I remember the very first time many years ago I went into a school to read to the kids, and they were so excited. But it was heartbreaking. I had so many kids come up to me afterwards that they couldn't read. and they asked me, you know, how could I be a princess, or you know, how could, you know, how could I be a grown up like you someday? And it really broke my heart. So I sat down and I ended up spending almost all day with the kids. And I mean, honestly, the teachers were happy to have me. They're like, yes, please dive right in. And sitting with the kids, there were so many kids at this particular school that when they went home, they did not have meals, or mom and dad were not home. Simply just doing this one appearance, I learned so much about these children, and it really, really broke my heart. So I kept going back to the school and back to the school and back to the school, because I told the kids, I'm like, you can be whatever you want. So I would always bring a very inspiring book, whether it's something positive about a pet or anything. Mind you, these kids were only in first or second grade, but they really tell you the truth if you ask them a question.
Yeah,
you know, what
do.
Did you have for dinner last night? And they're like, well, I didn't have dinner last night.
Right.
I mean, I know it had nothing to do with my platform, but it brought me into something entirely different. And it really, really tugged at my heart. And that's why I couldn't let these kids go. I just kept going back and going back and going back. So that played a huge role. The other one that I think really recently that was actually kind of difficult was joining Marley's Ministries and Marley's Angel Gowns. I didn't realize how much this would actually affect me. And giving these care packages to the nurses, you can see the gratefulness in them. And they're so excited. Like, even the girls that I've been organizing all over the United States and all over the world that have been making these donations, I've had such a positive response. And I've had some of the hospitals reach out to us asking, you know, is there anything else that we offer? That's beautiful. It's impacted my life tremendously, knowing that something where that almost cost me my life and something that cost me my sister's life, I feel that by doing this, that I'm honoring my sister and I'm honoring every single child and family that is fighting for their life right now. So it may just be diapers. It may just be that extra person lending a helping hand, but it goes so much deeper than that. It's support and love and caring, and that can make a huge difference.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much for that. If people want to learn more about the pageant, there is a website, everybody.
Yes, sir.
InternationalMsPageant.com, and we'll have a link to that. And, oh, I don't know, half a dozen other things, it sounds like, Serena, in our show notes. Anything, where should they go first, Serena,
yeah,
if they want to contact you directly and get you to do an appearance, or they want to know what's the hottest gown in the McDougal line? How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, that's easy. Hey, with social media nowadays, it's super easy to get a hold of anybody. So if you want to find me, no problem. Go to Instagram. I'm Serena Louise on Instagram. Please message me. Always happy to help. Also, you can find me on Facebook. I'm Serena Ritter. My new last name is Keddy. So I haven't legally changed it just because I have travel arrangements and everything for the rest of this year with flights already booked. But that is my new last name. So I am Serena Louise Keddy, and I am happily married. But so, hey, you want to find me? It's super, super easy. Facebook, Instagram. I'm not very active on Twitter. I will not lie. But you can message me there, too. I will respond. And
fantastic.
I'm Serena Louise, also on Twitter.
And let me tell you, if you follow her, you'll realize how many flights this young lady goes on. Anyway, she doesn't seem... I sometimes wonder if you're more of a gypsy than anything else. You just move from place to place to place to place. Obviously, you have a beautiful new home that we're seeing here today. And update, everybody, the cat is back asleep. Took one look around.
Number six for her today.
Said, yeah, this was enough of that. Fantastic. Well, we are at that ending part of the show, which means I need to see, you know it's coming, your best pageant wave. So let's see that best pageant wave. All right. Okay.
You got it?
She's got the elbow. She's got the wrist. For some reason, she thinks it's important to wave where the camera is not. Oh, there we go. That is great. Now, if you want her to coach you on that, if you say something mean, I've noticed that the hand comes up pretty quick too. So you can get that. Fantastic. Thanks so much. You're a great sport. I don't know why you put up with me.
You're the best, Tim.
We want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. You are always an absolute delight to be on the program, and it was great talking to you again. What's next for you?
Well, right now I'm just gearing up for the pageant. So if you want to learn more about the pageant, you can also find us on Instagram. You can find us at the website, theinternationalmizpageant.com. You can go to the Facebook page, which is International Miz, or you can go to Instagram, which is the International Miz Pageant. This pageant does contain lots of categories of competition, so there's lots to take part in, lots to watch. There's going to be a live stream on August 26th is going to be the national pageant date.
Wow.
Everybody that wants to watch, it's free, and you guys can tune in. It will be on Facebook, and they'll be showing all of us all glammed up and ready to go.
Fantastic. And apparently after the show, I'm going to be collecting about 35 more links from you, because I only have 4 so far. So we're going to have to do some brainstorming after the show. Now, does Luna have her own Instagram?
She's an integral part of my Instagram. So if you're looking for Luna, you can find her on my Instagram as well at Serena.
I have a feeling that's going to bring some more people, because I don't know if you know this. Cats are on the internet. In a few places, you can find cats on the internet. Thanks again so much for coming on the show, Serena. And as I always say at the end of each show, and if you could please say it with me, let's say Tierra Dreams together. 1, 2, 3. Tierra Dreams, Tierra everyone. Dreams.